With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Kalamazoo could see the quality of its animal services, public and private, transformed in the next few years. That's if the Kalamazoo Humane Society's plan to buy the North American Color Building at Sprinkle and Millam goes through. KHS would own the building, but it would also house Kalamazoo County's animal services. The agency and the nonprofit say the arrangement would be of great mutual benefit. If the Humane Society gets the building, it'll need to raise millions of dollars to renovate it. Here's what the new shelter would offer and why county officials say it can't open too soon. In the big dog room at the Kalamazoo County Animal Shelter, Steve Lawrence has to shout to be heard.
This is where the cats were.
He's trying to explain that whoever designed this area thought it was a good idea to put the cat cages across from the dogs. The biggest dogs, the ones that make this much noise.
The cats would hide at the back of the cage, and you wouldn't know if it's because they're wild cats or they're just scared.
Lawrence is the director of County Animal Services. He says the original placement of the cats isn't the shelter's only design flaw. Someone also put the larger dog kennels above the smaller ones. And they placed the dog cages face to face, which doesn't help the barking. It does help spread disease. When Kalamazoo County built this shelter 30 years ago, it was intended as a holding center. People had about a week to claim their animals or have them put down. The adoption window was only a few days. Lots of people saw the shame in that, Lawrence says. Now they hang on to adoptable animals as long as they can.
The only problem with that is now, because we're holding animals longer and this place wasn't made to hold them more than 7-8 days, they get sick because it doesn't have the proper airflow, it doesn't have the proper drainage.
And if the shelter is going to serve as a community hub, or even just an effective place for adoptions, Lawrence says it needs more space. There's nowhere to grow at its current location on Lake Street. Any new building would have to meet the requirements of the Federal Animal Welfare Act. And since that requires more space than they give the animals now,
we probably could only hold about 20 dogs, if that, here. And probably another 20 cats, which would mean our euthanasia would go way through the roof because we wouldn't have the room to hold the number of animals we do now. You still wouldn't have any parking. You still wouldn't have any place to walk the animals or to bring in more volunteers.
The Kalamazoo Humane Society is also short on room. It doesn't run a shelter, but it does spay and neuter dozens of pets each week. Today is Dog Day. The society alternates because it doesn't have enough room to operate on dogs and cats on the same day in their current offices at a former bridal shop on Westnage.
Now they're, can you hear the animals as they're waking up.
That's KHS Executive Director Aaron Winters. He says it's just as lively on cat days.
In this room, you see a lot of these racks.
You just got rows of metal
rows of racks, and so when we really get full cat days, we have cat cages lined up in all these racks. We can have 12 or more cats per rack.
People from throughout the region bring their dogs and cats to be fixed here because KHS offers the surgery for an exceptionally low cost, and KHS spays and neuters the adopted pets from the county animal shelter. Winter says that's one reason it would make more sense for the county and KHS to share a building. And there are others.
We can not have to have animals driven across town for surgery. We provide some veterinary services at the county, so veterinarians don't have to, you know, go across town or whatever. We could share some of the services, some of the spaces within the facility.
Spaces like bathrooms and conference rooms that both buildings would have to have anyway. At the county shelter, Lawrence says with quick access to the KHS veterinarians, his office could save more of the animals that come into the county shelter with injuries. And it could make the shelter into a community space where people could stop by to walk dogs or hear a lecture on pet health. The county has agreed to pay $650,000 toward the purchase of the North American Color Building. Then it would pay $200,000 a year for 20 years to lease a shelter space, with an option to renew. Lawrence says the county is going to have to spend money on a new shelter one way or another, and by partnering with the Humane Society, it'll get more for the taxpayers' dollar.
If the county does it, you've got to follow the low bidder and things like that, and you'll get a place hopefully better than this, but still not as good as this community deserves.
Lawrence says he's heard some people balk at the estimated cost for renovation, which runs from $3 or $4 million to up to twice that. But he says none of it is for frills.
It's not a Taj Mahal like some people think when they hear those prices. A shelter is a specialized building that is even more specialized than a hospital.
Winters points out that in a hospital, the patients don't lick their feet, so it's a little easier to keep things clean. Winters and Lawrence say they hope to know within a few weeks if the Sprinkle Road space will work out. The next step would be to start fundraising. Lawrence says if the deal falls through, the county will probably have to pay for a new building of its own. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.